نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله It is only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has allowed us to gather here today with this intention that we will witness the completion of Sahih al-Bukhari. So this gathering is connected to the blessed hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these students who have been studying hadith the entire year, our respected Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, who has exerted much effort in teaching the students and passing on the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the next generation. This chain which has been ongoing from the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they transmitted the ahadith from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was then transmitted to the tabi'een, then to the tabu tabi'een, and this chain discontinued till this day. And even in this day, in this era, where we find much decline in deen, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has promised to preserve His deen, where He says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun," that indeed we have revealed the dhikr, the Qur'an, wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and we are its preservers. And the Qur'an is the words of the Qur'an and the meanings of the Qur'an. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to preserve the Qur'an, then the meanings of the Qur'an are found in the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the promise is not only to preserve the Qur'an, but to preserve the Qur'an and the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why we see in this day and age too, that they are students who have this desire in their heart to undergo the sacrifice, undergo difficulty, to learn the hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become part of this chain which goes all the way back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great occasion for the ummah, for the whole ummah, that we see a group of students who have now become part of this chain which leads all the way back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this way the hadith is being preserved for us and our coming generations.